With fewer than 300 students, the Eureka County School District is among the smallest and most remote in the state. Despite its size, students out there outperform their peers in larger districts. Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger spoke with Eureka's Superintendent Dan Wold to learn more about the district's successes and challenges.
Tell me a little bit about Eureka. Tell me a little bit about the school district here and what it looks like.
We have 4,200 square miles and about 300 students. So you're looking at about 14 square miles per student. And so we're very rural. We have two elementary schools 2 hours apart and then one 712 high school. Academically, we have the highest student achievement in the state. We've had 100% graduation rate the last 11 years. And we have about a 93% college or military placement the last 4 years since I've been here. We have 2.5 times the state pass rate on the ACT, the College Entrance Exam, for college and career readiness.
You really don't see 100% graduation rates around the state, especially in the larger districts. How do you explain that?
I think it's several factors. One, although our demographics look pretty similar to the rest of Nevada, the one thing that is different is our transiency rate. We have over half of our kids every year that graduate as seniors that started here as kindergartners, and that makes a big difference when you consider that in Clark County, 43% of middle schoolers do not finish at the same middle school that they started. I think that makes a big difference, our low transiency. And like I said, most of our kids are ranch kids, and they're used to working hard, and their parents are very supportive. If one of our principals needs to call, you know, and say that your student needs to work harder or whatever it might be, parents here are almost universally supportive. And then the third thing, because we are able to provide a nice environment in which teachers can practice their profession, we tend to get very skilled, very veteran educators. And we've got a great staff top to bottom, and that makes a huge difference.
What do you think are some of the unique challenges that you face and that the district face here in Eureka?
We're not a lot different than, say, Lander County or Mineral County or Esmeralda County in that it's hard to attract educators. We've had positions that have gone unfilled, you know, for a year and a half in hard-to-fill areas. And when you talk about mathematics, science, special education, early childhood education, there's just such a shortage that in the rural, that's hard. When you're a 22, 23-year-old single woman looking to go start somewhere, you might look at our salary and say, oh, I can start in Eureka at $50,000 and have teacher housing, or I can go start, you know, somewhere else at $35,000. But then you drive out here and you realize you're 4 hours from Reno, 5 hours from Vegas, 6 from Salt Lake, and that there's only 600 people in the whole town. And it's discouraging for those. So that's part of it. Another part of it is the growth of the online charters has impacted all of the rurals, especially here, because it's unrealistic to expect that any teenager is going to go through, say, their years from 12 to 17 without some kind of incident happening that's negative at school. And now that you can just say, well, then I'm just going to, you know, go to online school. And it seems like a good option. And perhaps for some students it is, but for the most part, it's just, you know, wherever you go, there you are. And a lot of times they come back to us credit deficient. And so that's been one of our challenges, too.
That was Reno Public Radio's Paul Boger speaking with Eureka County School District Superintendent Dan Wold.